We'll take a look at the life and career of one of baseball's all-time greats. Hank Aaron, a Milwaukee legend famed for breaking Babe Ruth's home run record, has died at age 86. After starting his career in the Negro Leagues, Aaron spent most of his remarkable career with the Milwaukee and then Atlanta Braves. As Aaron pursued his 715th home run in 1974, surpassing Ruth's record 714, he received hate mail, death threats, and threats that his children would be kidnapped. Eventually, Aaron went on to rack up a grand total of 755 home runs in his decades-long career. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. His number one records for total bases and runs batted in have yet to be broken. Still holds the record number two for at-bats and number three for hits. Aaron's best known in Wisconsin for his time with the Milwaukee Braves and for ending his career with the Brewers. Our guest today shares the story of a lesser-known chapter in his Wisconsin career in Eau Claire. Jerome Poling is the author of A Summer Up North, Henry Aaron and the Legend of Eau Claire Baseball. He's a marketing communications manager at UW Stout. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
One of the great legendary players, what drew you, Jerry, to Hank Aaron and his story?
Well, I knew for many years that there was a story of Hank playing that one summer in Eau Claire. And I'd heard a lot of things about that summer for many years, you know, good or bad, what actually took place when he played here that year. And to me, it was compelling because you have this young man from Mobile, Alabama, growing up with the Jim Crow laws down there, starting his career that spring in the Negro Leagues, and then being dropped in a place like Eau Claire, which was extremely white. He'd never played with white baseball players before, had never been really lived in a white city. And suddenly he's dropped into this place in Eau Claire in northern Wisconsin, and he's got to figure out how to, you know, not only play baseball at the major minor league professional level for the first time, but also to live on his own for the first time in a place that was probably pretty foreign to him. So I thought it was a compelling story to try and, you know, get to the bottom of what took place that summer and how it affected the rest of his life.
To top it off, Jerry, as I understand it, he's 19 when this Alabama 18. Kid comes to Eau Claire?
Yeah, he was 18, actually.
18.
Yeah, and if you saw a picture of him in his uniform, he looked like he, you know, had been away from home for about 4 months, which he was. He was about 150 pounds and, you know, just not fully filled out as the Hank Aaron we remember playing for the Braves and the Brewers. He was kind of a skinny kid. Shows up and was supposed to play shortstop, and you know, I actually had been batting cross-handed like a month before he came to Eau Claire. Nobody really taught him the fundamentals of baseball. He had to learn it on his own. He just was a natural talent who kept getting better and better by learning the game.
Now here he is. He's going to play for the Eau Claire Bears. Tell us a bit about the team.
Eau Claire had its first, of course you look back at 1947, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. Eau Claire had his first black player in this minor league team in 1950, so it had another black player in 51. The 52 team had three black players, one of them being Hank. But he was accepted quite well in the team. But really, when he got to Eau Claire, it was a challenge for him personally because of this environment that he was in that he was just not used to. And again, he was facing a white pitcher for the first time in his life. And, you know, growing up with Jim Crow laws, you know, what's your perception of that, that the white race is better? And, you know, so he had to overcome a lot of these fears and prove to himself that he could not only survive on the baseball field with white players and against white players, but at the same time, you know, make it in this city that was, again, kind of foreign to him. And he admits that it was his first few weeks he felt quite alone and quite out of place. But once he settled in, I really think it became a seminal summer in his life. I believe that, and Hank Aaron said this when he came to Eau Claire in 1994 to unveil a statue of him, that if it wasn't for Eau Claire, he wasn't sure what would have happened to him in his baseball career. Because he had such a good experience here by the time he left, not only as a player but as a person, that by the end he left here with an awful lot of confidence that he could make it not only on the field but off the field as well and handle what was going to come his way no matter what it was. But he had a good experience. You know, people treated him fairly and respectfully in Eau Claire, and I think, you know, Eau Claire residents still today take a lot of pride in that they helped launch the career of one of the great baseball and great athletic icons in our history.
Talk about Jerome Poling. He's the author of A Summer Up North, Henry Aaron and the Legend of Eau Claire Baseball. We're talking about Hank Aaron, who passed away this morning. Legendary Milwaukee Brave, Atlanta Brave, Milwaukee Brewer player. All right, so Jerry, this is a guy who's going to go on to break the Major League Baseball home run record, still holds a lot of the records out there, also batted lifetime over 300, not too shabby for a home run hitter. Were there signs when he was playing for the Eau Claire Bears that, hey, this is a talent?
Definitely. There were reports that when he got to Eau Claire that he was had this natural hitting ability, that he was just an outstanding hitter. And the coaches in Eau Claire, interestingly enough, his head coach in Eau Claire was from Mobile, Alabama, his same hometown, but he didn't know him, of course. But there were signs that he was going to be a great hitter, and they were the coaches in Eau Claire were told to not mess with his swing, just let him do what he did naturally, because he hit off the back foot, had powerful wrists, and snapped his wrists through the ball kind of late. So he was a great contact hitter. He had that extra split second of being able to snap those wrists through that other players didn't have, and so he would get a little better look at the ball. So he had 336 that year, didn't strike out a lot, which was actually one of the hallmarks of Hank Aaron's hitting career. He didn't strike out a lot, and you don't hear that a lot with home run hitters. In Eau Claire, he only hit 9 home runs, but that was partly because he was still learning the game a little bit, I believe, and also, again, he only weighed about 150 pounds at that time. So, but, yeah, he made the All-Star team and was Rookie of the Year in the Northern League that year. So, yeah, he left Eau Claire, I think, every bit the player that at that time the Boston Braves thought he would be.
And he left Eau Claire. He didn't stick around too long, but for good reasons. He kept moving up through the minor league system and ultimately to the majors to meet those Boston Braves when they came to Milwaukee. Can you talk about his progression out of Eau Claire?
Yeah, he one summer in Eau Claire, and then the very next year he goes to Jacksonville of the Southern Atlantic League, and actually had to break the color barrier there with several teammates and endured a much more difficult year there because he was a subject of overt racism throughout that season. It was much more difficult, but had an even better year in Jacksonville in 1953. And then he was invited to the Milwaukee Braves training camp to start 1954. And I don't remember the exact scenario, but I believe someone got hurt, maybe Bobby Thompson. And Aaron was put into the outfield to start the season and never looked back. So, 2 years after playing in Eau Claire, he was starring for the Milwaukee Braves. And as we all know, 1957, he led the Braves to the World Series championship, hitting 3 home runs and batting almost 400 for that series. So, I mean, he was well on his way at that point to being one of the great players of all time.
And Jerry, he split his career, a lot of it in Wisconsin, obviously with Milwaukee, the two different Milwaukee teams, a lot of it in Atlanta. You mentioned he came back for that dedication in Eau Claire. I hear stories of him being here for the dedication of the Hank Aaron Trail and other events. It sounds like, if I have it right, he felt that connection with Wisconsin, even though he didn't play his whole career here.
Yeah, no question. I've heard him interviewed many times on radio talk shows and various things, and he always spoke highly of Wisconsin. I think he just felt like that was his second home. And he would also make a point of mentioning Eau Claire when people would say, hey, you started your career in Milwaukee. And he'd say, no, I actually started my career in Eau Claire. You know, he remembered that. He appreciated the respect and the treatment he got from people here. He made friends here with some people that he kept up with many, many years later, you know, because he remembered the kindness that people showed him in Eau Claire. And I think he knows that, you know, he could have been like many other young ball players at that time who were frightened off by racism or frightened off by loneliness or just being too far from home when you're 18 and just go home because you can't handle it. And, you know, people, I think, kind of welcomed him and made him feel at home here. And I don't think he ever forgot that.
Jerry, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Jerry Poling, author of A Summer Up North, Henry Aaron and the Legend of Eau Claire Baseball. He's a marketing communications manager at UW-Stout. He shared with us that chapter in Hank Aaron's early career here in Wisconsin. Hank Aaron passed away this morning.